Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Titans team store is where we are. Josh Ward is in Knoxville. Josh, you ever been to the Titans team store? You ever come in here and bought yourself like a Haynesworth throwback jersey or anything?
No, I've not. But, you know, the history that's grown there, great options now that should be available.
No doubt. But we'll tell them to reserve you one.
Are you going to Tuscaloosa for the football version of a rectal exam?
Yeah, my co-host in Knoxville, Heather Harrington, has called it Root Canal Week for Tennessee against Alabama. So I will not be there, and I've loved the trip many times. I won't be making it for our station this week, but I'm fine with that considering the late start. You know, for the Eastern time zone where we are in, it's 9 o'clock, which is unbelievable. So I feel you should feel for us media folks, but I feel for my fellow media members who are down there having to cover, especially if they have to deal with any kind of deadline.
The only time I've been to an Alabama-Tennessee game in Tuscaloosa was in 1999, and Tennessee did not play well at all and won. So that's it. That's my memory.
Well, if Tennessee doesn't play well this weekend, you're not going to have any memories of Tennessee winning the game. Tennessee can play especially well against this Crimson Tide team.
All right, we bring you on every Friday to offer up three – the way that I like to phrase it is – three things that Tennessee needs to do to give itself its best chance to win. So this week I'll say three things Tennessee needs to do to give itself its best chance not to get blown out. Let's go thing number one.
Yeah, and you know, I was thinking about that because the Georgia State game, we didn't really do it. We did it like this, right? And that was because Tennessee was such a big favorite. Think about that. Tennessee was favored by 24.5 points against Georgia State and, of course, lost the game. Think about how big of an upset win that was for Georgia State. Tennessee is 10 points further behind in the point spread against Alabama. So to keep from getting blown out, I think Tennessee, this one's pretty obvious, has to win the turnover margin and win it by a great margin. If it's 3-2, I don't think that's going to mean much for Tennessee like it did against Mississippi State this past weekend. Point to the South Carolina game last weekend. South Carolina was +4. It's 4-0 and still was fortunate to win in overtime, I would say, against Georgia. So Tennessee has to force turnovers. Tennessee has to take care of the ball. Some concerns there would be Bama's first in the SEC in turnover margin. You want to try to create pressure. Well, Alabama's second best in the league in sacks allowed behind Georgia, which didn't allow any kind of pressure from Tennessee a couple of weeks ago. And then Brian Maurer, who is the likely starter, or Jarrett Garantano, considering how he played earlier in the season, they've struggled taking care of the football. So it's a must. It's just going to be difficult.
All right, Josh, thing two.
Well, this would be something to build on moving forward, even if it doesn't necessarily get you a win against Alabama. Can Tennessee be productive early in early downs on offense? That would probably mean that Tennessee's running with some kind of success, and Alabama's defense has allowed teams to run well at times. That would also mean you're looking at growth along the offensive line from Tennessee, which I do think is a positive from where Tennessee is right now compared to 6 weeks ago. Can you avoid negative plays? And if you do that, you probably give your quarterback a better chance to hold on to the football because it'll be more difficult for Alabama to dial things up on second and third and long situations. So be productive in early downs on offense.
And thing number three, Josh, for Tennessee to not get blown out, what do they need to do?
Good luck here. You're going to try to keep Alabama's receivers in front of you. Tua Tagovailoa is average. I mean, they're good, aren't they? Tua is averaging 11 yards per attempt. It's actually down from a year ago. So there's some concern for Alabama. 11 yards an attempt. So essentially every time Tua drops back to throw, he is getting a first down for the Crimson Tide. And as you're aware, they're hitting some big plays along the way. So 70 touchdowns, only 70 picks the last two seasons by Tua at quarterback. They're an incredible machine. And this is easily going to be the toughest test Tennessee's defense and especially defensive backfield will have faced to this point this year.
Josh Ward from WNML Radio in Knoxville, host of Sports 180 on Sports Radio WNML. with us. In all seriousness, Josh, last week's win over Mississippi State was huge, especially the way that they were able to accomplish that win and play defense wire to wire. Also, the 91-yard drive when Mississippi State knew that Tennessee needed to run the ball. They ran it six straight times to get across midfield. That was a huge win to set up something positive, hopefully from a Tennessee perspective, in the last five after this one on Saturday.
Without a doubt, for a number of reasons. One, you get a win. Tennessee just had to have one. Tennessee also had to avoid a loss. If Tennessee had lost this past Saturday, this week gets even uglier. You know a loss is coming to Alabama, so all of a sudden you're 1-6 and you've got to win out. Good luck, right, with that. So you get the win. And then also that drive you point to at the end, if Tennessee is able to find some success later on in the season, if Tennessee is able to make it to a bowl game, which is still a long shot, but it's possible, we're going to point back to that offensive drive where Tennessee needed to go 91 yards and had to answer at a time where just about everybody is saying, uh-oh, is this about to happen again to Tennessee? And Tennessee responded, and it's not done a great job of doing that here in the last few years. So still a long way to go this season. This week's going to be tough, and we'll see how Tennessee rebounds after this weekend most likely. But that was a really nice answer when Tennessee's football team has faced serious questions after the opening couple of weeks where Tennessee lost to Georgia State and BYU and everything within the program is being questioned. They've done a good job of continuing to fight through. Let's see if Tennessee can do that in the second half of the season.
Josh, great stuff. Again, at Josh underscore Ward or Locked On Vols podcast. You're pulling double duty, man, with the radio show and the podcast. And I tell you, every time I try to listen to it just about every day when I can, always great stuff. It's kind of a, for people outside Knoxville who can't catch your show, it's a great condensed look at what's going on with the Vols every day, man. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I really do. And this week, I'm glad that it was a week where it's a daily podcast. Tennessee fans could download and open it up, not being depressed going into the pod, so that was good.
Hey, real quick, you mentioned Brian. You mentioned Maurer. I talked with him after the game. He said he was fine. He seemed to be fine. What else is he going to say? But Jeremy Pruitt said it's a game time decision. You anticipate him starting at quarterback?
That is the expectation, especially with Brian taking the first team reps this week. I don't think they would do that. They would have him go through practice all week, and he was practicing Sunday night, so the day after the game against Mississippi State. Not taking contact, but the quarterbacks aren't through the week. So they were preparing as if Brian Maurer is going to be the starter on Saturday night. Something, I guess, could change. And we know that Jared Garantano has to stay ready because in both starts, he's been, both of Maurer's starts, JG has been needed. But Tennessee is preparing as if Maurer will be the starter against Alabama.
Thank you, Josh. Man, we appreciate the time. Have a great weekend.
You got it. Thanks a lot, guys.